Classic Hits. 4CA.
I think we've all got somebody in our life, an authority figure that I guess will always stay with you as somebody who was possibly a bit fearsome and somebody that you certainly respected. So for the last couple of years, I've been quite humbled to get a birthday wish, and often the very first birthday wish that I get, even ahead of family, from my former headmaster when I was at high school in Brisbane. This particular school, it had about 150 kids in each grade, so grades 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and 12. So quite a number. So you can imagine there would have been a lot of students that passed through that school. So it was always a bit unnerving to get, to get this message from the headmaster who's nearly 93 years of age, and I did not think he even remembered me. After getting some wishes again just a few weeks ago, I thought while I'm in Brisbane, I've got to go and spend some time with him and meet him again after all these years. Graham Thompson, it's a real pleasure to see you again after so many years.
It's great to catch up with you too, Murray. You haven't changed a bit.
I wonder about that. I think in some ways I've changed, and I often wondered, did he really remember me for the good reasons or the wrong reasons? Thankfully, you probably never recalled that name, Murray the Durry.
No, I never realised that, Murray, but you've always been saying you were a naughty boy, but that doesn't come into my cognizance. You weren't a naughty boy.
Maybe under the radar was a topic that came up.
That's right, yes. It's what you did in your free time. But when you're at BBC, you're a pretty respectable and well-conditioned, disciplined boy.
Most of the time, certainly when you're around. As I said, you know, in a lot of ways a fearsome character, so it's great to actually spend this time with you as adults on a one-to-one level. If I may say with respect, 93, nearly 94, it's amazing just to have this opportunity to spend this time with you as well. But, some of the things that I would like to talk about was certainly those years. I mean, you spent many years as the headmaster of a large private school in Brisbane. I should imagine your passion for looking after young men is something that's given you an illustrious and I think very much well-respected career.
Yes, I think I had an obsession and a passion about being a headmaster because it was a very responsible position and one which I accepted with the great gratitude. And I always admired the boy who tried to do his best, and sometimes even boys who had little abilities would be a real force among the other boys to be an example. And it was an obsession for me to see boys be surprised in their achievements and what they did with their lives afterwards.
You said to me before that you really genuinely liked every boy. It was a big school. There was times when there was more than 1,000 people there. Were some easier to like than others?
That's right, Murray. I mean, I never had a boy that I didn't like. It was just that I found some boys more difficult to like than others.
Now, look, I have very vivid memories, and it's something that I guess that wouldn't happen these days, of the headmaster coming out at recess or at lunchtime and having a cigarette out in the playground as such. I'm sure you were more than aware that we used to call you Grot. I feel rather whether I should even be saying such a word in your presence.
Well, of course, grot is a misspelt. I mean, I had my initials G-E-T, and when I signed G-E-T, it came out like D-R-O-T. So I wasn't a grotty headmaster, or at least I hope I wasn't.
And I was also hoping that you may be able to confirm for me something that I've spoken on radio about is actually having another teacher there whose nickname was Scrotum, but I'm actually quite surprised that you were unaware that we used to call one of the teachers
that. Yes, it was I was unaware of that because I remembered him being called Cautious. Cautious Cole.
Yeah. Look, after so many years, it's been really rewarding and hopefully as enjoyable for you as what it has been for me to reconnect after so many years. It's been a real honour and a real pleasure. Let's do it again.
I'd love to, Murray. It's been a great opportunity for me to catch up with you after so many years, and I'm surprised you're still only 52 years of age. You're still a boy.
And I still felt like a bit of a naughty boy seeing the former headmaster as well. Well, a real pleasure. And something that I guess I never ever thought, particularly when I was at school, that would ever happen 35 years later, to sit down as one and one and just have a wonderful chat. Somebody who has, I guess, had a real impact on my formative years. Let's continue rolling out the classics. Watch out, your headmaster might just turn up today as well.